My guest on Book Notes this month is Dr. Andrew K. Deemer, Associate Professor in the History Department at Towson University. And he's out recently with a book called Vigilance, The Life of William Still, Father of the Underground Railroad. Thank you so much for coming down from Philly to talk to us, Andrew. It's lovely to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
I think that WBJC listeners are very familiar with the Dean of African American Composers, William Grant Still. I have to say that until I came across your book, I had not heard of William Still. And so the question is, why is he, if he is indeed the father of the Underground Railroad, not on everybody's lips like, say, Harriet Tubman?
There are two main reasons why I think he is less known than I believe he should be. The first is that the nature of his work was somewhat less exciting than the nature of someone like Harriet Tubman's work. He was not, for example, traveling into the middle of slave country in order to retrieve fugitive slaves. He was instead working at a desk, coordinating the kind of work that Harriet Tubman was doing. So that's one reason. The second reason is that in his own telling of the story of the Underground Railroad, he tended to marginalize his own story. He tended to highlight the stories of fugitive slaves themselves rather than his own substantial efforts at helping them escape.
So I know that in the New York Times Book Review, your book has been described as a tribute to the record keepers. And I'm assuming that's not only you, but also the extraordinary records that Still himself kept. I'm thinking that would have been a major resource for you.
Absolutely. So he took records on every person, man, woman, or child who traveled through his office. They were both an effort to keep track of what was going on, to bring order and system to this sprawling effort of the Underground Railroad, and also were meant to enable people to reconnect with family members who they had lost in the process of running away. So Still himself had a reconciliation with a long-lost brother, and this really meant a great deal to him, and he wanted to make sure that people who had left family behind might somehow have the opportunity to recover those families.
I always love it when writers bring their work to life, and if you could read a segment for us, that would be so splendid.
Sure. So this is from the sixth chapter, titled The Jane Johnson Affair. July 18th, 1855 was a sweltering Philadelphia summer day. William Still was at the anti-slavery office when a boy he had never seen before came in and handed him a note. He noted the time, 4:30. The note was hastily scrawled and barely legible. It read, "Sir, will you come down to Bloodgood's Hotel as soon as possible, as there are 3 fugitive slaves here and they want liberty. Their master is here with them on his way to New York." He knew that he had little time to act. If the master mentioned in this note was indeed headed for New York, he would likely take the ferry that left at 5, taking travelers across the Delaware River to New Jersey, where they would then connect with a train for New York. Bloodgood's Hotel was not far from the Walnut Street Pier, about 8 blocks from the office. He would have to hurry.
Dr. Andrew K. Deemer, Associate Professor in the History Department at Towson University, doing his part to shine a very important light on the life of William Still, father of the Underground Railroad. This is a book called Vigilance. It's been published by Knopf, a division of Penguin Random House, and you can find out more at penguinrandomhouse.com. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in and for really highlighting this extraordinary piece of history.
Thank you once again for having me.